Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Do what it takes. The Schmig.
Entertainment Schmig.
Now that's entertainment.
On The Wake Up with Jen and Tim.
Brought to you by Club Fitness. Celebrate 37 years with Club Fitness and join with 37-cent enrollment. Let's start with the trailers that dropped yesterday. The biggest one, I know, you've already seen it. The Christmas Chronicles 2.
You're in Santa's village. The real one.
Oh! Awesome.
Mrs. Claus designed everything.
Well, if he designed this place, I think it should be called Mrs. Claus's Village.
Well, I never thought of that.
Of course you didn't.
I had extraordinarily high hopes for the first one. And it was not very good.
No, not great.
But it is cool.
But I guess people liked it.
You know, Goldie Hawn, you know, they set her up in the first and she is back as Mrs. Claus. I like that. I like that.
That was cute.
Kurt Russell and Goldie Hawn.
It's a cute thing for the kids to watch. It's fine. But The Mandalorian is the big one that dropped yesterday. Disney Plus, everyone's getting excited for it to come out October 30th. People said this is the buzziest show just because they managed to get all their filming in before all filming shut down due to coronavirus. So there's not a whole lot coming out in the next couple of months worth getting excited about. But The Mandalorian trailer... lots of Baby Yoda.
The songs of eons past tell of battles between Mandalore the Great and an order of sorcerers called Jedi.
You expect me to search the galaxy and deliver this creature to a race of enemy sorcerers?
This is the way.
They didn't show any of the new characters. Did you see any in it? I mean, I know Rosario Dawson's supposed to be in there, Timothy Oliphant. Bunch of stars in the second season. They just showed the people we already know.
Yeah, and then there was a Cyclops that could be somebody. I don't know.
Oh, that's true. Because there are so many people you didn't realize who it was. Or they voiced a character.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So, I'm excited. October.
And those speeder 30th. Bikes look awesome. That scene looks so cool.
Yeah, it's really awesome. On the Today Show yesterday... Neil Patrick Harris talked about his experience with coronavirus.
Well, we feel great. It happened very early, like late March, early April. We were doing our best before, and I thought I had the flu, and I didn't want to be paranoid about it. And then I lost my sense of taste and smell, which was a big indicator. Mm-hmm. So we holed up, and it was not pleasant, but we got through it and have antibodies and are feeling good. We want to make sure... everyone's doing their best to slow this down every way possible, for sure.
5 months ago. So lots of celebrities coming out now. The Rock, Neil Patrick Harris, just in the last few weeks and saying they had it a while back. I wonder if they were afraid to talk about it for fear of backlash.
Yeah, I could see that.
Tom Hanks admitted when he had it and he was still battling it, but he was the first celebrity. And then we realized, like... you don't really know what your symptoms are going to be. So I don't know if people are waiting just to make sure they're in the clear.
I would think so, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
if they end up in the hospital or something, they, you know, want privacy there. I mean, I would think they're just waiting till it's over. I don't have a problem with that. I don't think the celebrity, as long as they're being safe and quarantining, I don't think celebrities have an obligation to be like, I got it.
I know. Social media is so harsh to judge. You know, there are people who are contracting this and taking every precaution that they can, and they're still getting it. And then there are just like reckless behaviors where people are getting it too. And very early on, I said, let's not judge. We don't want people being afraid to come forward and say that they have it. It's an interesting time. Kelly Ripa and Mark Consuelos just announced that they are giving scholarships to 20 college-bound homeless students.
That's awesome.
Yeah, they're going to give them laptops and $2,000 each from the first ever WIN scholarship fund. So, yeah, there are lots of I think we've realized during COVID, there are lots of students who are homeless. And during this time, it's really interesting, especially if they can't be on campus. So they're trying to give them access to technology, books, transportation, other essentials that aren't covered by financial aid.
That's great.
Yeah.
Aunt Becky should throw in on that.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Dax Shepard's podcast game is very strong. Armchair Expert is interesting, especially when he talks about his own personal struggles and how he got sober. It's a pretty compelling listen. His most recent podcast, though, is grabbing headlines, because he and Kristen Bell talk about how their girls, who are 5 and 7, were drinking O'Doul's during their Zoom classes.
That's not good.
Dax, he drinks it because he's been sober for 16 years. And apparently, one of them went to check on the girls, because they have 15-minute breaks where they can grab a snack and move around. They went to check on them at 9:30, and both of them were drinking an O'Doul's on their Zooms. They're both just sipping their Doolies, and apparently they let their girls have these. Kristen Bell said, "You're welcome to tell me I'm a terrible parent. I don't care. I'm learning every day." I'm sure lots of people have strong opinions.
And is O'Doul's the one that's non-alcoholic, but it's got like a little something in there?
I thought there was 0.05% alcohol by volume.
I just remember the commercials. It's what beer drinkers drink when they're not drinking beer.
Mm-hmm. Or Kristen Bell's kids.
Right. Or 5-year-olds. That is Entertainment Schmig. More online at Y98.com, including that Mandalorian trailer and the Christmas Chronicles 2 trailer.
Gun kind of crazy, she's poison but tasty. And people say, run, don't walk away. She's sweet but a psycho.
The Schmig. Entertainment Schmig.
Now that's entertainment.
On the Wake Up with Jen and Tim.
Brought to you by Club Fitness. Celebrate 37 years with Club Fitness and join with 37-cent enrollment. Chris Evans doing an interview with Tamron Hall this week. He talked yesterday about that leaked photo that went viral over the weekend. Something happened this weekend, he first said. And then he said it was an interesting weekend full of lessons learned. A lot of teachable moments. It's embarrassing, but you got to roll with the punches. And he said he has fantastic fans who came to his support. All right, we're over Chris Evans.
What else? It's fine.
Lots of lessons learned. That's an understatement.
Right.
Yeah. Let's move on to some celebrities and their baby news. Jude Law welcoming his 6th child. Man. Yeah. But not to be outdone, Taylor Hanson from the group Hanson. He and his wife are expecting their 7th baby.
Wow.
It's working overtime there.
Jude Law. And Jude Law, I think, a handful of different mothers, correct?
Oh, yeah. So. Yeah. 3 or 4.
And the older ones, I think, are models, and they look a lot like him. There's a boy and a girl, I think, that are in the modeling game.
Yeah.
And there's a boy that looks just like him.
Yes.
So good luck with that.
Yeah, right.
I guess I'll have to try to make it work.
New album alert. Okay, we've been talking about Miley Cyrus's album. What'd she say? It's going to be a mix of Metallica and Britney. All right, I'm interested. Well, she has some guests lined up. She did an interview saying that Billy Idol's going to be on the record. Whoa. And Dua Lipa.
Wow.
Yeah, good choice on both.
That'd be cool if they're on the same song.
Yeah. She said it's kind of like when you go to the highest end restaurant and they put two flavors together that you'd never expect. And that's what makes it the best.
They also do that at Sonic. doesn't need to be a high-end restaurant. Miley.
Dua Lipa doing lots of collaborations. Madonna appeared on a remix of one of her songs from her new album. And her new album definitely has like an 80s Madonna vibe. Madonna's biopic. We have some more news on that. Madonna is apparently directing the film.
I don't know how I feel about that.
Yeah, me either.
Well, she has some directorial experience.
She does.
She's married to a director.
Right.
Right.
No, she directed some stuff.
The Wallace Simpson biopic, or I guess it was based on the Wallace Simpson, what was it called? W-E?
Yeah.
The Wallace and Edwards?
Edwards? She and Diablo Cody writing the screenplay, and they talked about how Ruth Langmore from Ozark, Julia is her real name. Can't remember her last name. She apparently is in the lead to play Madonna in the biopic.
It could be awesome.
It could be. There's a lot of wiggle room where it could go wrong.
Mm-hmm. What do you call it? Material Girl?
Good title.
Yeah. But it's Madonna, so I don't think she'll name it that. Billie Eilish. Working on her new album, her brother Phineas talking about it. About a year ago, they were working on new material, and he said he does not want this to be a bummer COVID record. He doesn't want to release them during COVID. He said Billy's album and his, they're the vaccine records. He wants them to be the albums everyone's out dancing in the streets to after we have found a vaccine for COVID.
I get that.
Yeah.
I hope it's soon.
But dancing, it's her album, her last album, not one you'd necessarily dance to.
Sorry, Finn. Everybody's going to be dancing to the new Ludo record when the vaccine comes out.
And Samuel L. Jackson, we have this online at Y98.com. He said that if 2,500 people go to a website to make sure they're registered to vote, he's going to teach us a little something.
Listen up. If 2,500 of you head to my head count link to make sure you're hashtag good to vote, I will teach you to swear in 15 different languages.
If that's not incentive, I don't know what is. Do it. Yeah, you're running out of time to register to vote, so do that today. Speaking of cursing, South Park. History-making episode. In its 23-year run, they've never had an episode running longer than a half an hour. They've, of course, had some South Park movies, but they're going to have a one-night, one-hour pandemic special.
I am very proud to announce a pandemic special.
That's what I said. September 30th, 7 o'clock. And it's going to address COVID.
I bet it'll be funny.
Yeah. That's Entertainment Schmig. More for you online at Y98.com. You can get the 640 Schmig in podcast form at the website, radio.com app, and wherever you download your favorite podcasts. Right now, Lance Hildebrand with a look at traffic.
Post Malone on the Wake Up with Jen and Tim. It's time now for celebrity birthdays. We'll look at famous people born today, September 16th. Let's start off with, she's a former SNL cast member. You know her as the voice of Joy in Inside Out. And, of course, as Leslie Knope from Parks and Recreation. How old is Amy Poehler?
I stand behind my decision to avoid salad and other disgusting things. And I think I have a lot of support in the community for that.
just a delight.
Agreed.
I think she's 48.
I like that. 49.
49 is correct. All right, you know this next person best as Rory on the Gilmore Girls. How old is Alexis Bledel?
So first day of school, I want to get there early. And my locker, they moved it, so I don't even know if it'll work properly. And then I'll have to get a new one, and God knows how long that'll take or where it'll be, and that could send the whole day into chaos.
Rory, the responsible one.
Mm-hmm.
Unlike her mother.
She was on Mad Men, too.
She was, yeah, and she married what's-his-face?
Pete!
Yeah. Evil Pete.
Pete from Mad Men.
And she's on The Handmaid's Tale now, right?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Big fan.
She's so good in everything.
34.
40?
39.
39 is correct.
Wow.
All right, this guy's been in The Expendables. He was also Randy the Ram in The Wrestler. And then, of course, Whiplash in Iron Man 2. How old is Mickey Rourke?
If you can make God bleed, then people will cease to believe in him. And there will be blood in the water.
Was that Jen?
Sounded like it, right? He really went and messed up his face with some plastic surgery.
And from boxing, too, right? It was like he was a professional boxer for a time.
He's like, it's from boxing.
Yeah, right.
With scalpels.
I was boxing, and that's why I look like this.
Mickey Rourke, 68.
68 is correct. Wow, 3 for 3. Let's see if we can go 4 for 4.
68.
Yeah, a couple of music people have birthdays today. He's a Jonas Brother. How old is Nick Jonas? I'm a sucker for all the subliminal things no one knows about you, about you, about you, about you.
I'm a sucker for you. Favorite Joe Bro.
I'm so unclear on the order of Joe Bros.
He's the youngest.
Youngest of the three.
Yeah, because then there's bonus Jonas, Frankie Jonas, who did not make the band's cut.
All right. But of the three,
Kevin's the oldest.
Then
Joe.
Joe.
Then Nick.
Then Nick. Oh, okay.
And Nick's wife, Priyanka Chopra, older than Nick.
Doesn't matter. It's love.
I'm just saying, if you know how old she is, count down. I think he's 32.
Ha 33?
Why is Kevin smiling?
I don't know.
The number in my head, I was going to say what Tim said, but I'm going to say 31.
28.
28?
Oh, wow. 28.
How old's Priyanka? Now I'm curious.
She's like 35 or 36.
Okay. Man, we got a big Priyanka fan over here. She's 38. So he's what? How old is he?
He's 28.
Good for both of them.
Mm-hmm. Agreed.
All right. And finally celebrating birthday today with hits like Should Have Known Better, Don't Mean Nothing, and Right Here Waiting. How old is Richard Marx? Hold on to the night. Mary 80s, 2?
80s hit maker.
Daisy Fuentes?
That's correct.
Yeah. Oh, Richard Marx.
66.
55.
64.
57.
What?
Yeah,
wow.
Yeah.
He had to be young.
Yeah.
When those songs came out.
Well, he was late 80s. He, by the way, before he was married to Daisy Fuentes, was married to Cynthia Rhodes, the dancer who is in Dirty Dancing.
Yep. And then she was in the band Animotion for a while.
Man.
Don't mean nothing, though. There were a lot of dancers. There were a lot of dancers in Dirty Dancing.
No, she was like the main. She was his dance partner before Baby showed up. Yep.
Never seen it.
And then there was a misunderstanding with her, Baby's dad. You gotta dive in today.
I know there's a corner involved.
And then she was in a movie. Kevin, you might know
this. Runaway with Tom Selleck.
Tom Selleck and Gene Simmons.
Yeah.
Man.
Yeah. Early work, too, of Kirstie Alley. It's a really good film.
Didn't that one feature robotic spiders?
Yes.
Kirstie Alley.
Mm-hmm.
Who is that?
Kirstie Alley.
I know.
That is so strange.
I'm just saying, if you're born today, happy birthday, because you had a solid celebrity birthday day today.
Nice work, everybody.
Yeah.
Here's
way
Lance.
To be born.
Here's a Lance Hildebrand with a final look.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.